Hello, and you're listening to the Malcolm Radio Show. This week, I'm going to be interviewing Brian Weiner, the president of Gang Co. Before I start, I want to ask Brian, what can you tell everyone your semester, your program, and what your focus and research interests are here at MIS?
Hi, my name is Brian Weiner. I am a third semester student in the IPS Human Security and Development Program, and I'm also in the Conflict Resolution Certificate Program. My focus and research interests generally have been human rights and conflict resolution, but I'm doing a specific focus on international LGBT rights because it's an issue that I'm very passionate about and very interested about. So I've been doing that research starting last semester in one of my classes and really focusing on it this semester and probably into my final semester at MIS.
And then hopefully into your career aspirations, I'm assuming.
Exactly. Yeah, that is the plan. That's what I've been looking at.
Great. So you are the president of Gang Co. Can you explain to students who don't know what Gang Co is exactly what the club is?
So Gang Co is our umbrella LGBTQAI organization, Gay Straight Alliance. We're a small school, so it's a little bit of everything. It's an open, inclusive club. It's the campus's only LGBT related organization, but we're also a gay straight alliance and a social club, and we're working on academic projects as well. So we're kind of the LGBT umbrella group on campus.
Great. And what kind of events and activities does your club put on campus?
Well, we're working on a variety of projects, and we're getting started this year. We're having a transition from last year. Last year's projects were mostly social events, bonfires and happy hours, and just kind of trying to build up the LGBT community. But this year, we're really trying to do a more directed, more advocacy-related and academic focus, as well as maintaining, a social community. So some of the big things we're working on this year, we're organizing a panel discussion of international LGBT activists, which will hopefully be a really exciting event in November. We're still working out all the details for those, but that will be a campus-wide event that everyone would be invited to participate in and go to. We are doing a series of social and discussion meetings at a local coffee shop or bar, and just kind of in the afternoons. I think it's going to be on Thursday afternoons, but those will all be posted when the details get finalized. And it's kind of a social event, community building event, but we also kind of want to focus the idea of it being a discussion group where we can sit and discuss topics related to human rights, LGBT issues, or other issues. We are going to be doing movie nights as well, is another thing that we're going to be focusing on, and hopefully showing movies related to LGBT issues. So, but all of these are in the works. We've got a small group of people who have been coming to the meetings we've been having so far and seem to be really committed. So we've got some more meetings and we're going to be putting it together, and hopefully we can do a lot more exciting activities. But again, this group is open to anyone. So if anyone is interested, our meetings will be posted on the events calendar, the MIS events calendar, and we'll give you the contact information as well in order to contact us directly and get on our email list. We have a Facebook group as well, Gay and Co, and we invite participation and everyone who's interested, and the club can really be shaped by the members' interests. Everything's still pretty open now, but we want to be an active club and do a lot of things this year, but we're definitely open to different interests that people have.
It sounds like you have a really grand vision for Gang Co. It's quite mesmerizing. How did you first get involved with the organization?
I first got involved when I came here. I'm gay myself, and when I was starting at MIS, one of the first things I looked at was the campus LGBT organization. So I went to the club fair, and that was that was on my list of definitely an organization or a club that I wanted to get involved in. And I signed up at the club fair and started going to the meetings last year. Had a lot of fun with the club last year. We didn't do a whole lot last year, although, we still had a lot of meetings And it was, you know, a good social environment last year. So I wanted to take over. I signed up as the treasurer for the club last year because the clubs needed to have people from both years. And then I just got really involved in it last year and then took over as president for this year and really want to kind of merge the club with my research interests and make it a community as well.
Great. So what other organizations are there in the Monterey area for LGBT individuals, and how does GayNCo coordinate with them?
The Monterey area is really interesting because it's a very gay-friendly, very progressive area. But there aren't a whole lot of organizations and resources out there, but we're trying another one of the goals of GayNCo is to kind of build up a community and do outreach to other schools, DLI, NPS, CSUMB. There are some organizations. There is an active organization called Monterey Pride, and we are I'm meeting with the president of Monterey Pride this weekend, actually. So hopefully we'll be able to form a good partnership there. And there is a center in Santa Cruz called the Diversity Center in Santa Cruz, and they organize a lot of LGBT programs and workshops and support groups and everything. And there are events. There are a couple event boards. Monterey Pride puts on a TGI Friday event once a month. And there's another gay Monterey Yahoo group as well. So it's a very gay friendly community. But there's not a whole lot. There are no gay bars or gay clubs in Monterey County. So it's kind of, but the, you know, everything. But there are a lot of gay-friendly groups and organizations. So it's a very open community. But we definitely want to build. We want to work on building more community, and specifically a student, an LGBT student community. So that's behind one of our big goals of doing outreach to NPS and DLI and other schools in the area.
Great. That sounds like an admirable goal for the year. What other support could groups such as Student Council or the Monterey Institute as a whole provide for GayNCo to help achieve all of these big goals that you have?
The main thing is just support for a community building activities. Most of our activities are pretty small and, aren't going to require a huge financial contribution, but it's really just the idea of supporting the community and having that support from MIS and from Student Council. And honestly, we have been very well supported by Student Council and MIS. You know, we've had this GayNCo has always had a great relationship with Student Council. I think the important thing is that we're not exclusively an LGBT organization. We are GayNCo, so we're open to everyone. And we really, anyone who's interested in human rights, because LGBT rights do fall under the category of human rights. This is a great club, and it's a great social club as well, a great place to meet new friends. So that continued support of Student Council, especially as our projects come along and we do end up coming up with some great opportunities, then hopefully we'll be able to continue counting on the support of Student Council.
Great. I know I have and will continue to participate in GayNCo events. They're quite fun. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Brian.
Thank you, Malcolm. And thank you for being a part of GayNCo.
Of course. And I'll be sure to put up more contact information for GayNCo on my website, and you're listening to the Malcolm Radio Show.